brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two on this Monday, the 12th day of February 2007 edition. I thank you for joining us. We're continuing with your calls. Coming up, 2006, personal savings dropped to 74-year low. We had preliminaries late last year on this. Now we have the official numbers out of the Associated Press. Gulf states seen shifting away from U.S. assets. Also, they're intensifying the drive towards an attack on Iran. Webster Tarpley joins us in the third hour. And I want to get more into the controlled demolition of Building 7 and how many different whistleblowers have gone public on that in this hour, as well as some other clips. John Connor getting mentioned on The View, Genesis Communications' very own John Connor. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Greg in Michigan, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex, everything is just like you say it is. I'm at an airport. There's a dome camera above me at the bar. They're asking 65-year-old women for their ID, and the women are flattered because they're asking about their age.
Well, that's because the corporations, again, were told by the federal government to prepare them for the national ID card, swiping for national sales tax. It'll be a graduated sales tax. You'll have to ID with it to find out which one of the scales you're in, because there'll be, quote, people involved in sales tax fraud. It's all part of preparation, all being trained like animals.
And now I'm going to Canada over the weekend, and, you know, supposedly for a nice trip to the casino, and I'm scared to death to come back. Last time I came back, they search your car, and then after they're done treating you like crap, they say welcome home, welcome back to your country in a hostile manner.
But the illegal aliens are allowed to do whatever they want and don't have to show ID to get bank accounts.
Yeah, that's all I have, Alex. I'm just frustrated.
Oh, it's only the beginning, my friend.
Yeah.
Wait till the military ground forces are half foreigner. You'll have to salute them and learn to worship your foreign leaders. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Ryan in Illinois. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex Jones.
Hello, sir.
I wanted to ask you how you feel about civil disobedience, and particularly, do you think there is a time and place for rioting?
Let me be clear about this. So many people listen to me, and I have a responsibility not to get people in trouble.
Yeah.
I get on air and I detail how the income tax is a private payment to the Federal Reserve. Even Reagan's commission said that in 81. But I say, I don't tell you not to pay it because they're the mafia and they will come after you. That's your decision. I don't believe in offensive violence, but I do believe in defending yourself. And if FEMA's driving around telling you to go to emergency centers for no reason or trying to take your guns, it is up to you to decide what you need to do. And I would advise you not to go to the FEMA center in almost all cases.
Yeah.
Unless, let's say there had been some giant earthquake and it was a FEMA center and it didn't have fences and they weren't frisking you. But they're going to do that. Let me just finish and I'll hold you over if need be. That's why I don't tell people to go do this patriot mythology of get out of debt quick. Most of that has some truth to it, but a lot of times you get burned. That's why I don't sit here and sell products that promise to heal you and, you know, do this, because I have morals. And there is a lot of advice given out in the, quote, truth movement. Just because the government lies and the media lies doesn't mean the alternative is perfect either. We should all double-check everything we hear, triple-check it. That's why I say don't believe me. Check into what I say. I think that decision's up to you. What do you think?
How do you feel about the anarchist instigators at most of the protests who are, you know, starting the violence?
They're hired. I'm totally against it. Have you seen my film?
I've got to tell you, they're not hired because I'm one of them.
Okay, stay there. Stay there. I want to break this down. I know there's 10-plus different anarchist breeds, the black bloc, the red bloc, the green bloc. I understand that, sir, but let's walk through it on the other side, okay? Will you stay with us, Ryan?
Absolutely.
Okay, stay on hold. Don't go anywhere. We're going to go back to Ryan after this break and break this down. Then we'll go to other callers and cover a lot more news. InfoWars.com.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Again, Webster Tarpley to go into more depth on Target Iran, the gear up to kick off World War III. So many Democratic activists, liberals, who could see the tyranny of Bush, the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act that literally made Bush a dictator during civil emergency. They're not calling for the repeal of it. The Democrats love the new powers, and many of them, I've looked at the traffic ratings on the big Democrat activist sites, they're dead as a doornail. But you, the Patriot Movement, the Truth Movement, are more awake and growing faster than ever. But a large segment of society has gone quietly into the night, kind of like Republicans, you can see all of Bill Clinton's corruption in the New World Order, went to sleep for 6+ years. They're now waking up whenever George Bush got into office, and that's how they do it. The Democrats take a step, then everybody sees their tyranny, they go vote for Republicans, then they move forward another step, and the Democrats get back in, and they just pass the baton, they tag team us. It's amazing. Going back to Ryan in Illinois, for stations that just joined us, Ryan, you'd called in, you'd said, do you think the anarchists are staged? When they go out and start fights and try to start riots at different demonstrations and protest, and you said that I'm wrong, you've got the floor. Explain how I'm wrong, and then I'm going to come back and comment.
Well, I don't believe that they're being these people are being controlled by the government in order to do this. I think that we need to fight them in the streets. It's the absolute only way we are going to win if we don't fight them in the streets. They're going to be in our homes with guns pointed at our heads. It's as simple as that. I mean, there really is no way around it. We need to fight them in the streets with Molotov cocktails and rocks.
Tell us how you became an anarchist. Tell us what group you identify with. Break it down for us.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I am a veteran of the war in Iraq. And I feel extremely used. You know, while I was over there, I discovered that I was part of the problem, not the solution. And I feel like I need to do everything in order to just stop this tyrannical government. But at the same time, I gotta tell you, I don't feel that throwing a brick through McDonald's window is necessarily a violent act. It's just a building. It's just property. I would never hurt an individual. And the only real violence that is occurring in the streets are by these police officers bashing in the heads of peaceful protesters sitting in the street and gassing us with mustard gas.
You mean CS gas?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, first off, because I'm curious, what did you witness in Iraq?
Well, I was in the infantry. I was in Ramadi. I was stationed there for a year. I was basically going door to door. I saw a lot of bad things. I did some pretty bad things myself, and I feel extremely bad about that. After I got back from Iraq, I joined this protest group called the Iraq Veterans Against the War. So I've been doing that.
But you're an anarchist. I mean, have you thrown bricks through windows?
No, actually, I haven't done that personally.
Well, let's break this down calmly.
But I do believe it helps.
Well, let's break
it's a good thing.
Let's break. Well, why do you think it's a good thing?
Because it's civil disobedience. It's saying to the establishment, it's saying to the state that we're not going to be obedient sheep. We're not going to follow along. We're not going to do what we're told. We have the power, and we're going to use the power.
Okay, let's.
I mean, isn't that what a demonstration is? It's a demonstration of power. If we're not willing to use that power, then it's not a demonstration. It's just a bunch of people in the street asking politely for things to change. And
Ryan, let me walk through this with you. Will you just listen to me for a minute?
Okay.
Let's play chess instead of checkers. And I don't mean that in a condescending way. I'm deadly serious, and this is deadly serious. The globalists staged terror attacks in this country on 9/11 at Oklahoma City to be able to blame it on their political enemies and say, look, they're violent. We need to be able to use force on them. Are you aware of how effective Mahatma Gandhi was in India by letting them beat them in the street in front of witnesses that then totally turned public opinion against the occupiers, and that's what defeated them? The Indians, for 300 years, had been off and on fighting violently, sometimes with giant armies of hundreds of thousands against smaller armies of the British. To no avail. They burned down whole areas of British settlements in and around major Indian cities. It didn't work. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a time and place for violence, but if you look at Iraq, clearly SAS and others, British and U.S. special operatives and mercenaries, have been caught staging terror attacks, blowing up mosques, to get the Shia and Sunni and Kurd fighting with each other. They want civil war. They want dead U.S. troops. They want to say it's a quagmire. So they, quote, have to stay because it's a civil war. Before they went in, I said, there's going to be a civil war. It's by design. Here's the P2OG Pentagon plan, the strategy of tension, the global Balkans. Now that's happened. But let's go back and look at the anarchist. You can go to Google Video and watch it for free. If you want to support us, go to Infowars.com and get the 3 CD set. It's in high quality. Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 3 CDs in one package, $34.95, 45% off. The Police State Trilogy. The first 35 minutes of that two-hour film, The Takeover, my second Police State film, made in early 2000, shows the police shows the anarchists, shows it all admitted that you had 60-plus thousand peaceful demonstrators against the World Trade Organization in Seattle against an unelected body putting us into world government, controlling our trade, which is essential to any free society, or any country for that matter that has any sovereignty. 50 anarchists were hired and trained and paid for by, quote, big leftist foundations. The Black Bloc was housed in a three-story government building by the police station and protected by police. On the first day of the demonstrations, they went out and burned trash cans, knocked out windows of McDonald's and Nike Town and Starbucks. They hit cops in the head with bottles. A few of them were provocateurs. Most of them were just following the provocateurs. And because 50 people did that, the news for a day showed video of it. The police were ordered to stand down. We have cops talking about how it's staged on video. They were ordered to stand down and take physical assault. Then after a day, the cops were released and said, let them have it. The 50 anarchists retreated, the provocateur anarchists. There were, of course, thousands of real anarchists there who weren't being violent. They retreated to the government building. Then the police attacked people even in neighborhoods, chased the crowds. And then we have the police on video saying free speech was then banned, no protest signs anywhere in a large section of the city. So they set that precedent to then shut down, to have free speech zones, to crack down on peaceful protesters by hiring, this is admitted, hiring anarchists to go in and do this to then discredit the peaceful protesters that were nonviolently blocking the highways and shutting down the conference and stealing all the media attention. So, I know there are real anarchists that go out and break out buildings and punch cops when they shoot tear gas at you, but in Genoa, Italy, in Seattle, in Miami, in D.C., these are hired provocateurs, and in the case of Seattle, we reported it, later came out in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, in the Seattle Weekly, Seattle Times, all three papers, that Delta Force had infiltrators and was leading those groups. The U.S. military was leading the anarchist groups. And I find it interesting that you're former military, and you're now one. You're being recruited, sir. And they went out, and they did this so that they could then, and think how dumb the police were. The cops were on tape going, they told us not to hurt them, then they housed them and protected them. And then the cops all got mad like a pit bull on the end of a chain you've been slapping upside the head for a month. They finally let them go, and they attacked the peaceful people. So get more sophisticated in this model and realize they want it to get violent. They want it to get bad. They want every time there's a peaceful demonstration that's grabbing news headlines to be able to shut it down and segregate it because, quote, there's always violence breaking out. Okay? Now, do you grasp any of what I'm saying? You sound like a smart guy.
Absolutely. The discrediting peaceful protesters. But, I mean, I don't see any other way really around it. I mean, it wasn't the World Trade Organization was effectively shut down in Seattle.
But not as well as it would have been in the last 3 days of the conference went forward because of the hired anarchist. They were hired. We have video of them being trained in Oregon at the Socialist Ford Foundation-funded compound.
Really?
Yes, sir. You need to see the takeover.
Okay.
You need to engage in InfoWar. You need to aggressively make copies of Terror Storm and other films like that. You need to aggressively organize other people. You need to keep yourself from being infiltrated. You need to be above board and stalwart and tell the people, if it comes to mass arrests and roundups and dictatorships, to defend yourselves. But you wait till they move in mass against us, you hope this never happens, and then you defend yourself, and it's not with bricks, my friend.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take it out of the box, if it goes there, it's all the way.
Well, can I ask you, what do you actually, what do you feel, how do you feel about anarchy?
Anarchy,
I know you said that you're a libertarian.
It doesn't exist. Let me answer that after the break and get to more calls. I appreciate your call, sir. Just briefly, I'll give you my philosophy on anarchy on the real political spectrum. When we get back, the websites are JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Yeah, when the Founding Fathers went ahead and kicked it off in 1775 at Lexington and Concord, it wasn't with bricks. We're doing everything we can to avert that because the globalists actually planned for a civil war starting in the Southwest, probably to happen to actually weaken the constabulary to then bring in a second wave of I-4 international forces. And they're laying this out and scripting it. In fact, go find that clip. Remember the clip about Shattered Union? Remember that clip, John? Maybe we should play that. Okay, anarchy. Anarchy doesn't exist. Major studies, history shows, common sense shows that in groups of bigger than three people, two's company, three's a crowd, they say. Because once you get three people, arguments start over who's the leader, who's going to make the decisions. And so you're never going to have anarchy. There are 6.5 billion people. Humans do organize themselves in a hierarchical system, and so we attempt to have a republic where we elect those representatives, and then because we are concerned about the centralization of power, we weaken its powers to very limited roles, and then we set power against itself in the separation of powers. Anarchy does not exist anywhere in the natural kingdom. It does not exist in the world. Anarchy grows out of the French Revolution, which historically was kicked off by the Illuminati. Not to overthrow the corrupt monarchy, but to actually put in a new ruling class. So many times revolutions are simply another group going and speaking to the masses and trying to take the perceived or real wrongs and then trying to channel that into basically putting a new group into power. Or for a new group to have larger bargaining chips and then to make alliances with the older power structure. I mean, you go to one of these anarchist meetings, and I've studied them, I've watched them for years. I've seen them meeting up and before some protest where they're basically like a parasite attaching themselves to it, and there'll be a leader there giving the orders. And most of them wear red stars and Vladimir Lenin necklaces and rings and Soviet Union outfits, but they're an anarchist. They're supporting total government, but they're anarchists. No, most of them are communist. You got the black bloc, the red bloc, the green bloc. The green bloc's, quote, environmentalist and animal rights activist, but it's all the same crowd. Communism doesn't exist either outside of termites, honeybees, and a few other communal insects. And those are command and control as well. So communism's impossible in large groups of people because you're always going to get centralization and people are always going to abuse it. If a leader of a communist system wasn't, he'd be knocked off or she'd be knocked off overnight by some power-hungry person that did want the power. And the anarchist system is a fraud as well. It was anarchists that kicked off World War I. It's been anarchists that have been involved in so many things in this nation's history, and so many attempted assassinations and assassinations of presidents have been, quote, carried out or blamed on anarchists. They're basically just a group to destabilize things. And they go around glomming on to would-be revolutionaries. It's very, very dangerous. And I'm not saying every anarchist group's controlled. I'm saying the ones that cause the most problems, the ones that get the funding. I am a paleo-conservative slash libertarian. I do believe in a tiny government. I'm a constitutionalist. Of all these terms, constitutionalist fits my views best. It's a system that's worked the best and created incredible wealth for the general public. It is the freest society you can possibly get, history hath shown, with the complexities of human development. And so people that just say no government at all, that's not going to happen. You're going to have an organizing force. You're going to have a government. And so it's not doable. It's not based in reality. It really takes on the tenets of a religion, of a cult. People think the Constitution, Bill of Rights, has gone wrong. No, we're not following it. We've reversed it. And so instead of debating what type of pure anarchy we should have, we should debate how we can just get closer to a republic. And the real political paradigm until about 110 years ago wasn't left versus right. It was freedom versus tyranny, freedom and liberty versus slavery. And in the middle of that spectrum is a constitutional republic. Almost every government and society and empire in history is very close on the spectrum to tyranny, never even approaching liberty and freedom. So you must have a government to guard your liberties. All right, we'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jane. How's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and a second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
Welcome back. All right, I've got all these Building 7 clips. I've got Webster Tarpley scheduled. I've got loaded phone lines with Randy and Reno and Daryl and Jeff and Skio. I'm going to get to all of you. That call's here in just a few minutes. Let me just briefly finish before we go to Debbie Morrow for just a few minutes. Let me just finish up with anarchy. The point is, in about a matter of days, if you had real anarchy, government would develop, and it'd be warlords. That's the first stage. It'd be king rat strongmen. And so you don't want anarchy, folks. You don't want it to break down into that. The globalists want to break this country up with civil war. Every preparation they have made is for this. And that's what we face. This is the globalist plan to bring us down. And the liberals, the conservatives, the anarchists, the police, the government is all playing right into it. These global corporations want to be the global power. They're bringing down the U.S. right now. Debbie Morrow, thank you for coming on. It's been a few weeks since we've talked. How are you doing?
Hi there, Alex. I'm doing great. It sounds very interesting, things that are going on your end.
A lot of interesting things are happening. Water is life. 70% of the human body plus is water. 73% of the Earth's surface is water. And the normal tap water is just filled with everything you can imagine that's bad. And the chlorine and only kills the bacteria. But there is Made in America, the Berkey water system. You also have the British Made, and you are the national manufacturer and the distributor. And Debbie works for the company, just answering calls from a few talk radio shows where they now sell directly to the consumer in the last 5-6 years. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell folks in a nutshell about the Big Berkey water system.
Well, the Berkey water filter systems are gravity-fed water filters. You don't need to hook them up or plumb them in. You can take them anywhere with you. Use them all the time. They're not just a in case of emergency thing, because we're in an emergency every day right this minute when it comes to our water. They're putting atrazine and benzene and ethylene and, you know, chlorine residue, all this stuff that they're putting in the water and saying it's to protect you is very harmful. And the Berkey water filters take them out to a non-detectable level, give you healthy drinking water. It's one of the few things, Alex, that you can actually take control of every day in your life.
Well, I agree with you. And explain, this isn't like some $30, $40 filter that goes on your sink that has a little bit of carbon in it and maybe cuts out some bad taste and reduces a few things and then builds up to be toxic in just a few months. This is a heavy-duty but easy-to-put-together gravity filter that cuts stuff out to non-detectable levels. Break that down.
Well, that's very true, because you know those ones that you buy at the store that you just stick on your sink that start with a B? Well, those, they only take out chlorine, and you have to change them out every 4 weeks or every 3 weeks, depending on the hardness of your water. Whereas our filters take out the pathogenic bacteria, system parasites, trimethanes, radiologicals, inorganic minerals, and the VOCs to a non-detectable level, as well as taking out up to 95% of heavy metals. And we reduce things like nitrates, nitrites, rust, silt, and sediment. So, you know, you're getting so much more for your money, and the filters last up to 6,000 gallons per set of two filters, which if you did 4 gallons a day, that would be about 4 years before you have to change out the filters, depending on your water. I mean, you know, it's a win-win situation with a Berkey, because not only are they cost-effective, but they are taking out those poisons that you need to get out of your system.
And in preparedness, water is number one on the list. They're very easy to put together. It takes about 2 minutes. They're very portable. And I have given many of these as gifts. We use one right here in the office. Debbie, tell folks about some of the units and some of the specials.
Well, we have the stainless steel Big Berkeys and Royal Berkeys Imperial and Crowns that are... they come with 2 black Berkey purification elements, and with that, you can either get 2 Berkey sport bottles as a free gift with your order, or you can get a base and a sport bottle for the Royal or the Big Berkey. We also have the little travel Berkey. It's a stainless steel model. It's a gallon and a half. It is available in California for those people that are looking for a stainless steel unit in California. And It's really great, and it comes with one free sport bottle or a base to put on top of.
Now, the sports bottles, they're kind of like a Brita, but it's handheld. It makes it safe to drink, cuts out all the bacteria. It'll do 600-and-something refills a tap, 130-something out of swamp water. It's a survival thing or good to take to the gym or work. It just reduces it, makes the water safe to drink. You can put all sorts of things in it. It's a wonderful system. You get that free. You can also get five of those for $100, and a similar system is about $35 to $40 a piece instead of $20 a piece at your local hardware store or camping supply place or survival outfit. Give Debbie a call. She can answer all your questions. If she doesn't answer, if she's busy, leave her name and number. She or one of her helpers will call you right back. The toll-free number to call is 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. If you hear this at midnight tonight or 2 in the morning on the rebroadcast, call the number. She'll call you right back tomorrow, 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. You can tell them which free gift you want there in the comments section at BerkeyWater.com, or there's a big fat banner up on InfoWars.com that links over to the BerkeyWater.com website again at InfoWars.com. Debbie, talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex, and God bless everybody out there.
You bet. She is a wonderful, sweet lady and very smart, and she will take your order. Give her a call. Talk to Debbie today, 888-803-4438. People say I say it too fast. 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com or link through at InfoWars.com. Let's blitz through your calls, and I'm going to play The View from last Thursday with John Connor. Just amazing. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Illinois. Thanks for holding here on the air.
Hey, Alex. It's kind of interesting to hear the anarchists also from Illinois. We're not all quite that radical. It would be a shame to have a spark get about 1 billion killed in World War III. I'm a former broadcaster, and looking at the media in a different way like you do, I'm sure, it's easy to see how they feed us what they want to feed us. And I would like to challenge people to think about their audience they're trying to talk about, the things that are going on in the world. Use the different presenters, the audio and video. I found Aaron Russo to be very effective because freedom to fascism, not any talk about 9/11. If you leave that out, they're interested to see about the taxes. It affects them, and then you can go right on into the chipping. But Lou Dobbs, Derry Brownfield, Paul Craig Roberts, my grandmother absolutely loves what he has to say. And no offense to you, sometimes you're a little too over the top for some of them. You get the professional wrestling going, and I myself am craving another Global Love Cop episode.
For those who don't know, tell folks who Global Love Cop is.
Basically, he's a ski-masked thug who gets his jollies from torturing, hurting, raping, beating, killing, and basically telling you how great it is to do it, and he gets paid.
Well, Global Love Cop only pops up every 4 or 5 years. I've only done Global Love Cop on the local TV show.
I discovered you about 8 years ago on CAT TV, cable access television in Fayetteville, Arkansas, when I was living out there. And, you know, it was amazing to see because I really didn't understand what was going on right then. And it brought up questions in my mind. I got to investigating, and it's absolutely blowing me away what's going on. Another thing, what's going on with Ron Paul? And I know he launched an exploratory campaign. Committee to check out presidential bid. Is he going ahead with that? Or
yes, they're just collecting money to start the main campaign right now. In fact, we're going to get the congressman on the next few weeks.
Will you have a way we can get some election paraphernalia from him available on the InfoWars site also? Because, frankly, Ron, Honorable Dr. Paul, and Tom Tancredo, please, can we have those two run in one form or fashion as number
well, Tom Tancredo is running, and he's running as a Republican as well. They're not running together. And I think Ron Paul's heads and shoulders above Tom Tancredo. No offense.
Well, it's just interesting to see with the immigration things they've been pushing, because I know myself, I'm trying to immigrate someone here legally, and it's just absolutely ridiculous.
But if you're an illegal alien, it's no problem.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing that the hoops you have to jump through. I took some of your videos over to the Philippines with me in the past year, and they were absolutely blown away with what was going on. Martial law, rise of the police state, they couldn't believe it, and I can hardly wait to go back and take some new ones. I heard a rumor the other day you got a new one you're working on.
Well, it's not a rumor. Yeah, it's we've got now, no exaggeration, probably 500 hours of video we're trying to condense down to less than 2 hours, and it will be the crowning achievement. But it isn't about 9/11. And it's not about really the police state. It's the globalist master plan.
It's amazing to see. I'm also a Freemason. I don't attend regularly, and I doubt if they knew how I'm thinking, they would be interested in what I have to say. But it's I'm already in, so I'm just keeping that around just so I can kind of keep an eye on what they're doing as well.
Because, well, you won't find out what's really going on.
Oh, no, no. We'll
until you get into the until you become a 33rd degree.
We'll organize a fish fry or something for the local thugs, and I do use that opportunity to speak about the local thuggery and make sure what goes on doesn't go on in my small area, because it's a very small.
I hear you,
and
I appreciate
area.
Your call. Good to have you listening. For 8 years, yeah, the power of you, the listeners, for really 12 years, taking my local TV show and putting it on access television stations all over the country. In the past, I had hundreds of people try to, you know, get me to basically tape my TV show and send it out to all these stations for free. I don't have the money now. Certainly didn't have it then. I barely had two pennies to rub together 10 years ago, even 8, 9 years ago. It was just me and one other person. Now I've got 12 employees and still we're overworked. But now with PrisonPlanet.tv, you can take all 15 of the films I've made, burn them in high quality. This is a lot better than Google Video. That's why you should be a subscriber. We have super high-quality versions of my TV show and my films up there. It's near CD quality, DVD quality. It's not as good. And you can just burn those right off the site and go put it on your local Access TV station. Or buy the DVD from us. It's even better. And do that. But no, folks took my films over the years, and they put them on Access TV all over the nation. Folks had share groups who would tape them here locally and mail them out. It just happened organically. And my dad would be in a hotel room in New York and turn on the cable at, you know, 11 at night and, you know, finishing some business deal, and there I'd be. Or he'd be in Oklahoma, and there I'd be. Or he'd be in California. And a lot of other people say they just, you know, they'll be in some, you know, some city and just turn the television on, and there's Alex Jones. We really used Access TV. There's still a lot of Access TV facilities left, though they're trying to shut them down. We should use those. If you've put my films on in the past, put them on again. If you haven't, it's easy to do. Get them and go out and do it. Or just do the old-fashioned thing that you know works. Make copies and pass them around person to person. That's how we're having an effect. I authorize you. I encourage you for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes. I hold the copyright on the films to protect them, but I want you to get them and make copies of them and get them out to people. It's getting a little out of control when websites sell my DVDs for like $4 a piece, make a few dollars profit, and then try to call into the show and plug them here. That's a little much, folks. I can barely pay my bills now. See, I don't do what normal corporate America does. People make profits in corporate America, and they put it into their houses and their cars. I take almost all of it. Because possessions really annoy me. I don't even like the things I do have. It's all a hassle. And Jesus was right. So I just take the money that comes in, and it goes right back in, right back in, right back. And that's why we've been effective. Other people make profits off fighting the New World Order, and they lavish themselves. And that doesn't mean I don't live in a comfortable house or drive a car that's reliable. I just don't worship those things. And as long as I've got enough money to live and feed my family, I'm happy. So you're not going to find really many people in the movement like that, but we do it here, and that's why we're numero uno, because it's a mission here. We're on a mission, and it's to fight the New World Order. It's to effect change, and I'm taking some of the capital I've developed and putting into this new film, upping the quality to a new level. In fact, I've just signed a lease on a bigger office at another location. And we're going to bring in some more folks to increase what we do on the web and increase the quality. Just a lot of things we're doing thanks to your help. And that's what thrills me, hearing about folks that are waking up, learning about people that have learned the truth, seeing defeats for the New World Order, seeing people awaken. I mean, that to me is wealth. That is what I hoard. That is what I crave. That is the apple of my eye. That is my deepest desire. I mean, I don't even satiate my own animal needs most of the time, folks, because I'm busy fighting the New World Order. I am so committed to this that many of the hungers of the flesh don't even affect me anymore. I am one-minded. I am committed. Far beyond driven would be the term. Not to say I do the best job. I'm very frustrated that I don't do the type of job I'd like to. But you know what? I'm in the arena, and that's enough. And I'm putting my full weight against the New World Order and all forms of criminal behavior and oppression that I see. And it is bringing in mighty harvest. We drop our nets, and those nets literally threaten to swamp the boat because we're catching so many fish. The fight continues with your calls, tons of news, Webster Tarpley on the other side. Everybody stay with us. PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Tarpley's coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's blast through calls right now. We'll be getting into Building 7, 9/11, Target Iran, a lot of new developments, vital info coming up. Reno in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding patiently. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
First of all, I want to thank you for opening up the doors for people to, you know, make a change. And stuff like that. And for the callers, you know, don't call in with the cuckoo stuff. It's just making people like me mad. And you know, but my question was, I want to do my part in making a difference, and I want to take it to the streets. You know, not in a rioting way, but more or less, you know, speeches. You know, getting people to move. You know, And I want to make a couple copies of your DVDs and pass them out also, and put up some maybe some links on my website, because I have, you know, I have an entertainment website and stuff like that.
Good. What's your website?
Puffedoutent.com.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm also making it, taking it to another level, and I'm coming out with a hip-hop group called the Warrior Union, and also I have a little page on MySpace of the Warrior Union, some information that I have researched myself and, you know, from listening to your show and watching your DVDs and stuff like that. But the thing is, to what extent that I can do this in a public way to where it's not being harmful.
Well, and I mean, as long as you don't let them use you as a provocateur to be able to shut down protests, it's not a problem. Everything you do is good. And don't expect to save the world on your own. It's all of us working together that is, you know, having the big effect here.
Yeah. Okay. That's basically what I wanted to know, and gives me a little bit more better insight that I can
look. You may not have an access TV station in your area. Look at four or five towns around you. One of them will go do a show there. Start a news section on your website. Start calling in to talk radio. It's a liberty culture. Make copies of films. Have showings at the library. Millions of us doing this will take this nation back, and it is happening. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead now and talk to Daryl in Virginia. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
It's good to talk to you today. I've got 4 points I wanted to bring up to you. One is I haven't contacted the SPP office and made contact with the CFR office, and I've got a couple billboards going up in the D.C. area, and I became a member of the local Republicans group. And one of the contacts I have at the SPP in reference to the...
You're talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership of the North American Union Consortium?
Absolutely. I made contact with this individual who's pretty much a low-level individual, but she put me in contact with someone who certainly said, oh, we'll be glad to answer your questions. This is not going to happen. This isn't... Yeah, this is so.
We're just integrating governance. We're not setting up a North American government. Governance is government.
Absolutely. Well,
they play word games.
Absolutely. They're basic spin doctors at every possible level. But the point I'm trying to make is she asserted her viewpoint that Lou Dobbs, she believed in Lou Dobbs until he stated vehemently that he actually. Said that the SPP website was down. So I made contact with Lou Dobbs. Someone contacted me back, and they said, no, that's never a statement that they've ever issued. So by her own suggestion to check the story out, she refused to take my next few phone calls. So when I finally did speak with her, she wouldn't even confront the issue.
Well, sir, members of Congress say it doesn't exist while they're merging the countries and Bush signed it. I mean, this is what they do. They bald-faced lie. And so, look, we got the FOIA request a month ago from the North American Union Summit held in September of 2006, and they opened the meeting with how to keep it secret from the American, Canadian, and Mexican people. Hey, stay there briefly. I want to hear about these billboards.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.